Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io.
And we are back. Thank you for joining us for yet another episode of the Startup Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Conaway, founder and CEO of Innovate Her KC. And I got to talk to you about today's episode sponsor, friends. Today's episode of Startup Hustle is powered by Fullscale.io. Hiring software developers can be really difficult, but Fullscale can help. They can help you build a software team quickly and affordably, and they have the platform to help you manage that team. Visit Fullscale.io to learn more. All right, friends, I think you may have heard, but we recently published our Top Seattle Startups episode. And today we have one of those amazing founders with us. We saw a theme in a lot of the Seattle startups. A lot of them were related to AI, artificial intelligence. And I was really excited as we were talking about the founder that we'll be speaking with today. We have with us today Isha Joshi. She is co-founder of Udly. They are a platform that helps you improve your communication skills without the pressure of judgment. They use AI-powered technology to provide you with real-time, personalized feedback on things like filler words, eye contact, pacing, and more. These are all things that I struggle with, so I was super, super excited to hear about Udly, and I'm very excited to have with us today Isha Joshi. Isha, thank you so much for taking time to chat with us today.
Hey, Lauren. So great to be here. Thanks for the opportunity to be on the show.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to go ahead and kick it off Lauren style. We're going to dive right in, and I'm going to ask you, tell us about your journey, Isha.
Yes, great question. I have spent the last 2 years on a journey to help people build the confidence to speak with confidence. I'm working on Udly, which is an AI-powered speaking coach or communication coach to help people have the skills to speak with confidence anytime they speak so that they can get the opportunities they deserve. The idea with this is it provides you with judgment-free feedback on your public speaking skills, anywhere from delivery metrics, like you mentioned, like tone, pitch, intonation, to content as well, and can go into more, but I'm really passionate about helping people become more confident communicators, and this is why I'm doing this.
Yeah, well, that is incredible, and I have to tell you, so right now, literally right now, you can't see this, but I actually have a post-it on my computer that says, "Don't say so." And it's because I have this really bad tendency to start, it's a verbal tic, and I have this really bad tendency to start sentences with "so." Apropos of nothing, just "so, how do you feel about this? So, how has your day been?" You know, that's how I like to start conversations, and it's not something that I think about. And so when I was talking about Udly and learning about it, I was really excited because A, it's one of those things where I'm hoping to have the things that I don't know that I do illuminated for me. Like somebody had to tell me, "Hey, Lauren, you say so a lot on the podcast. Can you knock that shit off?" And I was like, "Yeah, probably. We'll try it." But the other thing is, you keep on saying judgment-free, and I love that because I feel as though there's a little bit of embarrassment sometimes when you're trying to work on your communication skills. And so being able, like, basically you're kind of talking to a machine. You're talking to a very intelligent, learning-focused machine. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, this AI is not judging you. It's just saying, hey, these are things that you do. These are things to look out for. So I love the concept of Udly so much. And I have to ask you, does your founding of this company have anything to do with personal experience?
Great question. And by the way, I love that you said that you have that sticky note that says, yeah, so don't start with so, because I have various versions of that too. In fact, I have Udly running right now on this, like on my system as we're speaking. And right when I started speaking, it was like, hey, Isha, don't forget to smile. You know, I don't know if the video is going to be available here, but if it is, I'm smiling a lot because I got a coaching alert from Udly that said, don't forget to smile. So yes.
I love it. So, I mean, it's real, real time. Like, it's like, okay, oh, we're on, we're speaking, and here's your direct feedback. This is the thing that you need to focus on right now.
Exactly.
So you struggled with speaking in public, or you found that you had some challenges in this area. Can you talk to us about that and how that your own personal experience became Udly?
Yeah, of course. I'll go way back. Growing up, I was very chatty and extroverted. Still am, but I was babbly, kind of incoherent, run-on sentences, you know, like look all around the place. And when I got to college, I realized, wow, like I really need to have confidence with how I speak, not even specifically with an interview or a speech, but literally with my day-to-day conversation. And I was also studying engineering. So I was in a situation where there was lots of people who didn't look like me around me, which made speaking up even harder. So what I did is, one, I brought all of my female software engineering major friends, and we all went to Toastmasters and different classes just to work on speaking up and speaking more in certain situations. And that was the start of my journey towards bettering myself as a communicator. I've been working really hard at it. I still do. And across the last, whatever now, 6 or 7 years of putting myself out there, I've noticed a few things. One, there are really, really competent and amazing people out there who have great things to say, but don't have the skills to back themselves up when they speak. And that's an issue to me.
Sure.
I've seen, you know, as a part of that, I've seen women and other underrepresented minorities, immigrants, people who learned English as a second language fall in this. And to me, it's, you know, it's a shame that there are these people who can't get those amazing jobs or that salary or that promotion because they can't, you know, put themselves out there in the way that really schmoozy people or really charismatic people have. So
is that the industry term, schmoozy people? Is that what we call them?
That's what we call them. Yeah.
That's I like it. It's like a whole new category.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, so that's really, really awesome. And I love that you mentioned like immigrant communities, folks who English is not their first language, because I do feel like Udly could be a great equalizer. The fact is, one of the things that I talk about often in my speaking life, because sometimes people pay me to speak, but one of the things that I talk about often is the fact that just because you have a lot of great information in you doesn't mean that you are a great speaker. I'm actually not a great speaker. I'm a fantastic talker and I'm a good connector, but those things are not the same. And so you have to be really mindful of how you are communicating when you are coming from a place of expertise, when you're trying to share your expertise, when you're trying to introduce yourself and your company. And the fact is, you are providing help for people who, even engineers, like engineers don't tend to be super qualitative in their communication styles. They tend to be like more numbers based. And so any kind of feedback that can help equalize and make speaking and communicating more accessible is a really powerful thing. Is that kind of the foundation of Udly? Like, let's make this thing that people think is really hard easier. Is that kind of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Diving into a little bit high level how it works, So Yodlee, which is what we call our AI speech coach, it'll automatically give feedback on things like, you know, your eye contact, body language, filler words, content, the same way that, like, you know, your Apple Watch will provide analytics on your walking, or your medical report will highlight the status of your blood pressure, temperature, etc. The goal behind Yodlee is not to make people speak specifically without filler words or sound like a robot. It's quite the opposite. It's to help build in loops of exposure therapy. We work with thousands of communication coaches, regular communication coaches, interview coaches, speech language pathologists, and everyone in between, Toastmasters coaches, etc. And every coach will tell you that the number one way to improve your speaking, be it everyday conversation on Zoom, an interview, or a speech, is to record yourself, practice in front of a mirror, you know, watch yourself, hear yourself, and that as you do that, you'll cringe, which will might make you, you know, shy away from doing that. But with Yodlee, we make that process easier and a little bit more fun. For example, we'll say, you know, you might have these filler words, but, you know, Barack Obama has the same filler words or the same present.
Hey. So you're telling me that Yodlee would tell me that I'm like Barack Obama, because I am totally down with that.
Yeah, exactly. Interpret it anywhere you want.
Very, very cool.
That's the gist of it.
Well, so you said that Yodlee is running for you right now, and that it gave you that real-time actionable feedback. So what does that look like from the user experience? Do you have like a pop-up? Do you have something just like a window just kind of continually running as you're speaking? What does it look like right now? Describe it for us.
Yeah. So as part of our foundation, there's a couple of different ways that folks can use Yodlee. One is, you know, practicing on the website. Another is using Yodlee in your calls, kind of like Gong, you know, where like a Zoom bot joins your call. So those are two options. The one I'm using right now, the option, is called private Yodlee. So there is this idea of having this private real-time speech coach companion that sits on your machine, and it only listens to what you're saying. It only analyzes your voice. It's not recording everyone here. And it's giving me these coaching nudges as I'm speaking. You know, Isha, remember to smile, or remember to have fun and breathe throughout this. You know, be sure to check your lighting before your meeting starts. And then as your meeting progresses, hey, Isha, you're talking too fast. Slow down a bit. No problem. Or maybe you're talking too much. Pause and let other people speak. Or another one is, you know, I have a set of talking points that I want to hit for this conversation. Throughout the call, it'll say, you've hit this, but you haven't hit this. You know, maybe you want to weave it into the conversation. So think of it as like, it's my buddy. It's just helping me throughout the conversation.
And it's your buddy, but it's also a safe space. Like, I keep on going back. So I actually, when I decided that when I joined Startup Hustle and when I started getting hired for professional speaking engagements, I decided, you know, I need to figure out a way to get better at this, because it's hard to get better at this. It takes a lot of work to become a capable communicator. And as you said, you mentioned this earlier, but the work never ends. You know, you sometimes end up with different filler words. When you eradicate one, another one pops up, or you'll be speaking to different kinds of audiences and you need to kind of tailor your message and figure out what in your messaging is going to impact the most. And so there are a lot of different facets to this kind of communication. So when I started doing it on a regular basis and decided it was something that I wanted to focus on, I was like, I need to get better. And so I put together with a group of women who also wanted to make public speaking and make this a part of their lives. Mm-hmm. We started to get together. We did like this mastermind, but that's exactly, Yodlee is exactly what we did. We came together. We practiced in front of each other. We would point out, hey, your content could be a little bit stronger here, or you could, you know, say this in a slightly different way, or, you know, hey, you keep on using make sure that you're making eye contact. But we were doing exactly what Yodlee does. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that when we first started with these ladies, like, I was a little embarrassed. I was like, I don't, and it's so odd because you think these are talks that I give in front of a paying audience, mm-hmm. but doing it one-on-one was always kind of odd. You know, this person is just staring right at me, ready to give me feedback. So I can see that there would be a lot of grace and a lot of safety and a lot of bravery allowed in using an AI tool for this kind of work. So thank you.
Absolutely. And I like how you said, like, you had this amazing community to go where you could each poke each other and say, you know, hey, Lauren, his name is Bob, not Rob. Like, you made a faux pas. Yeah. That's amazing that you had this. And the human.
I was very lucky. And I mean, that is absolutely coming from a place of privilege.
Well, I was going to say the human in the loop is very important and should not be removed with conversation and communication, because communication is so cultural and nuanced and beautiful and inherently between two different people. So you can't like relegate it to just data. But at the same time, you know, not everybody could feel comfortable, you know, asking their friend like, hey, can you give me feedback on this? Or going to to a lovely community and asking for feedback on whatever they're trying to say. So you at least trying to bridge the two together and essentially democratize communications help.
You just said one of my favorite words of all time, democratize. Thank you for that. That was super fun for me. So talk to us about your process to create this product. How did the idea come to you? Who did you work with to bring it to fruition? What did that look like?
Yeah. For me, since I've struggled with communication quite a bit and I've worked at it, and I've felt that my challenge or my struggles with communication come from having to communicate in situations of where there's high stakes people or where there are people who don't look like me.
Yeah.
Or having to recover from being interrupted, right? Like my personal experiences, that being a person of color, a woman of color in a, you know, where there aren't a lot of women of color around me or even women, period. And I was pretty tired of that. And I wanted to build something to help myself, but women all around be more confident. So that's where this started. And that's what led me to quit my former job at Apple, where I was working as an engineer and product manager, and move to Seattle, not knowing anyone, and start working on this. So it's been a really fun, fulfilling, but also tough journey because I've never built a company before. But also I'm trying to build something that is such a ubiquitous problem. Everyone understands challenges with communication. Everyone's had that horror story.
Oh, for sure.
But then I'm trying to figure out like what is going to be useful and helpful to people, but you know, also not make them sound like Steve Jobs, but also useful and helpful for women, which is my primary reason for working on this.
Yeah.
You also asked like, who am I working with? I'm working with a very close friend who is my co-founder, and he is very passionate about this as well. He's passionate. He's from India. He's really passionate about helping people, immigrants and people who've learned English as a second language, speak with confidence.
Yeah. Well, and of course, doing what I do, the lens that I look at everything through is that women's piece. And so I will say that typically, or at least in my experience, the women that I communicate with, and I mean, I talk to women all day, every day, think about them, you know, live with like just women is my life. And one of the things that I have found is that often women kind of fall behind in the communication game because we tend to be socialized to not brag about ourselves, to remain quiet, not put ourselves out there, mm-hmm. you know? And so that feeling of empowerment that you get when you realize that you're good at something, I want all women to have that around communication, you know? So I actually, and I don't even know if you've heard of this, but I have a Google Chrome extension plugged in, and basically what it does is it goes through my Gmail, my emails, my written communications. This extension is called Just Not Sorry. And it goes through and it underlines every single time I use problematic words that have been identified as being as helping to diffuse or soften a point, words that are unnecessary, because I find that as a woman and as a human being, I have a tendency to fluff things up a lot. And so I'll say, that's just my feeling, or I'll soften my message. And sometimes that's not an appropriate thing to do given the audience and environment. And so I use this Chrome extension just to kind of check myself and make sure like, hey, are you using those filler words? Are you doing those things that kind of, that they don't help you prove your point? And So I had already been aware that there were tools and tricks out there, but I kind of feel like AI, with how quickly it's gaining traction and how much we're talking about it, I feel like AI is just this huge opportunity to enter and to help make yet another vertical, another area of interest that much better, that much more efficient. And of course, I am super psyched that I imagine a lot of women probably benefit from it. So again, you know, thank you so much. Really quick, I do want to bust in here, and I want to also thank our episode sponsors. Today's episode of Startup Hustle is sponsored by Fullscale.io. Finding expert software developers doesn't have to be difficult, especially when you visit Fullscale.io, where you can build a software team quickly and affordably. Those are the keywords right there. Use the Fullscale platform to define your technical needs and then see what available developers, testers, and leaders are ready to join your team. Visit Fullscale.io to learn more. Now, friends, we are here with Isha Joshi, co-founder of Udly. And Udly is an AI tool that helps you improve your communication skills. So, Isha, hopping right back into it. I need to know, what kind of feedback do you hear from your customers? You said that you work with like thousands of communication coaches, like clearly you've raised some money, you're doing really amazing things in the space. What is the feedback you've gotten?
Great question. Yeah, we're working with communication coaches, as you said, Toastmasters members. Are you familiar with Toastmasters?
I have never personally taken part in Toastmasters, but I have heard ridiculous, crazy positive feedback on the impact that Toastmasters can have on. So Toastmasters is a chapter membership based group where people in cities across the country and probably even the world, I don't know for that for sure, but they come together to do exactly what we're talking about. They practice public speaking and they write speeches and they give them in real time and they get feedback. And I'm pretty sure they even have chapter awards for their members. Like, hey, you did an amazing job on that speech. Take a trophy. And that's really cool. So you work with Toastmasters.
We work with Toastmasters. Yeah. So Toastmasters Worldwide is a really well-known organization for bringing people together to practice public speaking in physical community setups, which is awesome. And when we were building Udly, we were like, we've got to work Toastmasters. They're the leading public speaking organization, and they care about the mission too. Like, they're, you know, an obvious partner if they're willing to partner with us. And fast forward a year later, we have been partnering with Toastmasters, and we've rolled out our software to about 300,000 people worldwide, which we're super grateful for this opportunity. And between the coaches, Toastmasters, and regular working professional folks that use Udly, people are really loving that they can get this awareness of their speaking skills. Like, they wouldn't have known that they speak with crutch words or, that they speak incredibly fast, or that they speak with uptalk or vocal fry or any of these other tics. Like, folks don't know about this, and they're grateful that Udly as a tool can provide this for them, as we've said, in a judgment-free way. That's the main feedback we're getting, is just this awareness and this idea of how they can work towards improving whatever realm of their speaking they want to over time with consistent practice and effort through Udly.
Well, I love that so much. And now I'm gonna pick on you a little bit. I'm gonna ask you to share your expertise. One of the things, and I mention this almost in almost every single one of my episodes, but one of the things that I love to do is provide that real-time actionable thing that our listeners can do today in their business, in their lives. And so I'm gonna ask you, talk to us about some of the most common things that folks do. What we would consider problematic, things that you don't want to do when you're speaking in public or trying to convey a message. So you mentioned filler words. That's a huge one for me. Like, my whole show journey has been ridiculous. But what are some other things that our listeners can watch out for as they look to speak in public or give their elevator pitch or whatever it is they're hoping to do?
Yeah, great question. I can list a laundry list of things, and I'll
cover three. Let's start with two or three, and then we'll see where we're at.
I'll caveat this, and I'll say, like, all of these you can learn about yourself if you go to Yoodly and start using it, right? So there's my subtle, shameless pitch for that.
Incidentally, there is a link in the show notes that we invite you to check out. Definitely learn more about Yoodly. We would recommend. But continue. Yeah.
So one tick that I see a lot is the use of repetition to hide what you're trying to say. When people don't always have the words to say, they'll say repetitive phrases or words, and people use that as a crutch. I use it as well. Like, I'll tend to have a lot of repetitive phrases and words. So that's one thing to be mindful of. Two, when presenting at least a speech, always be slower and pause. People tend to just race through whatever they're saying.
Yeah.
In conversations, right? So I'm talking across a few different mediums. So I just talked about the public speaking one. Now I'm talking about the conversational one.
Sure.
There tends to be, in interviews, for example, there's a lot of like, we have done this, we are working on this. But in an interview, there is an element of like, I have achieved this. There's a healthy balance between I and you and we, and knowing that not a lot of folks are always aware of it. And I think that's extremely relevant given all of the layoffs and the job market and people are interviewing. That's something that I talk about. So I'm trying to give the non-obvious ones, but the I, we, you comparison is a big one.
Yeah.
Pausing after asking a question instead of just asking the question and then rattling into more context of the question is another one.
I'm like raising my hand here. I'm like, guilty. Continue.
Yeah, let's see.
Well, I mean, those are really, really great tips, honestly. And so one of the things that I would invite our listeners to do, maybe as a starting point, like definitely use Yoodly. For sure. But the other thing is, you mentioned it earlier, like as a starting point, maybe just look in the mirror and give your elevator pitch or whatever it is you're hoping to accomplish, and just kind of see what you're doing. One of the things that I had to do with my elevator pitch is I had to internalize it, like say it so often that I had it down by heart. It was one of those things that I could pare it back, but then I got to make it my own. Once I had it fully, fully enmeshed in my explanation of who I am and what I'm about, I could vary it a little bit for different audiences. I could be funnier in places. And so I just invite you to get really intentional about your communication, because I feel like that's the first step, like identifying that you have problems and figuring out what those problems are. Like, that's the first step. And that's what Yoodly can do. But that's what you should do as a communicator. Figure out, where are my blind spots? What do I not know? What am I doing without realizing it? Like, I was totally taken aback. It was Jessica Powell, actually. She's one of our producers on Startup Hustle. She was the one who told me about the so thing. And I was so surprised. I didn't argue. I mean, I know that she's right. But I was like, oh, I didn't even know that I was doing that, you know? And so just become really conscious of your communication style and the things that you're saying and what you're doing. No, I love that so much. And I want to drill down a little bit on the speed thing, because I'm absolutely guilty of talking too fast. And one of the things that I love about your communication style, Isha, is you're very clear. Like, you can tell that you're being very thoughtful. And I'm wondering, is that as a result of practice? Like, I need to slow down. I need to take time to pause and allow for conversation. Is that because of Yoodly, your ability to do that?
All of the above.
See, she just did it. She just thought about it before she answered. And I love it. You're so thoughtful.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really like what you said earlier around using Yoodly as a baseline to really understand your blinders and your speaking tics.
Yeah.
Which is across the board in life, whenever there is some kind of problem, and I put quotes in problem, there's awareness is always the first step, like awareness of what you do or how you do it, and then understanding like why do you do it and how to maybe learn a new habit.
Yeah.
Maybe Yoodly serves as that baseline It is an assistant to help you figure out what are those things. And, you know, stepping back years and years, especially the last 2 years, I have been using Yodlee to learn more about my speaking than sometimes like coaches have given me, because I change my style periodically and experiment with new ways of speaking.
Yeah.
And Yodlee helps me understand like, oh, I'm not varying my speaking pace, or I'm sounding monotonous, or I spoke for over 60% of this. I really should have asked more questions, or I started a lot of my questions and sentences with so, or I had this intro that I used 15 times, and across these 15 times, these three were more succinct and landed better based on how the person responded, and these other ones were not. So it's been like a lot of effort for me to understand what is it that I do, and what are ways that I can get better?
Yeah.
Typically, you know, people will go spend thousands of dollars for a communications coach, and that's amazing. You know, if you can do that, communications coaches are awesome. But there's a large percent of the population that may not have the ability to pay for that. And so what do you do?
That kind of work that can represent thousands of dollars. And that most people don't necessarily have thousands of dollars just sitting around in their back pocket. And so we kind of buried the lead here, but Yodlee is free. It's freemium, right?
Yes.
When we're talking about democratizing access, like, you really mean it. You're a founder who is really putting your lack of money where your mouth is, because you're offering this product for free. That's incredible.
Yes.
I was just looking at it. I'm like, well, I'm signing up. I'm literally signing up right now, just so you know, like, as we're talking.
Amazing. I'm so glad. Yeah, it is free. It's free to get started. It's free to test out the software and see kind of your own speaking diagnostic. And there is a community that you can join also for free. And so if you get to that point where you're using Yodlee and you see all of this data and you see these suggestions, but you don't know what else to do, you can post in the community and say, my Yodlee stats are telling me X, Y, and Z, and I'm working on this, but I'm not sure of the next step to elevate myself. Like, can somebody help? And yeah. Anyone from my co-founder to me to any of our speaking coaches, Yodlee ambassadors, everyone will chime in and say, well, have you thought about this? Have you considered that? Be happy to jump on a call here and do this and do that. We truly are putting our absence of money where our mouth is. Like, we want to help people. And of course, we're a business too, so we're figuring that part of it out as well. But
yeah,
number one, we want people.
Well, that is super cool. And I love that. Now I'm going to switch directions again, you know, hope you don't get whiplash, but I want to talk about an entrepreneur's toolbox. So I talk about this sometimes, the fact that there are things that you do as an entrepreneur time and time again, or even just as a human being time and time again. And I consider the things that you do over and over again to be part of your toolbox. So as a, for instance, we talk about your elevator pitch a lot. That is a tool in your toolbox. It is the way that you introduce yourself to the world with confidence and with clarity. And so an elevator pitch is super important. That is something that as a founder you can focus on, and that you can use Yodlee, or you can use those coaches, or you can use that community to get better at. What are some other use cases, things that entrepreneurs can work on in order to more clearly communicate their mission, their vision? You know, what are some really good standby communication methods that our founders can use?
The elevator pitch is incredibly important for obvious reasons around hiring folks, trying to raise capital, et cetera, so on and so forth, gain partners. I think another one that is not talked about as much is like how you are as a networker, like how you are kind of on the cuff in an impromptu situation. It's water cooler talk at work, but like you could be at any event and like you need to turn on, and it's not exactly, you know, pitching yourself, but it's being able to like show up and talk the talk, whatever it might be, and connect with the person you're speaking with. And one way that Yodlee can help with that is we have a number of games on the platform as part of like our training.
Shut the front door. Do you really?
We do. Yeah. We've got some fun AI powered games and exercises that help you with your off on the spot thinking and speaking. We've got one. Spin a yarn. Yeah. Where it'll give.
I love that so much. I can't even express it. How fun is that? So you don't know this, but Isha, one of the things that this is going to sound like such an ego-y statement, and I apologize in advance, but one of the things that I'm known for in the Kansas City area is being a networker, and I consider it a big part of my job. I work for an ESO, an entrepreneurial support organization. It is my job to be out in the community, connecting with people, connecting them to resources, championship, all of those beautiful things, but it requires that I talk to people a lot. So much. I talked to so many people over the course of a week that it's astounding. And one of the things that a lot of people don't know about me is that I'm an introvert. People don't tend to believe that, but my ability to talk to people has come out about as a result of much practice. So much practice. It's absurd. A significant chunk of my life. And so if these things are not natural to you, I'm here to tell founders, I'm telling you right now, it's okay. You're not alone. It's okay to be intimidated. It's okay to be a little bit scared, but we're going to need you to do the brave thing and just do that shit anyway. But practice it. So I always have, like, I actually teach a class in networking for introverts. And one of the things that I say is, like, have some of those conversational prompts or ideas in your head before you walk in the room, because as soon as you walk in the room, somebody's going to start talking to you and you're probably going to be like deer in the headlights, like, oh, I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. And so I always just kind of have a few back pocket, you know, little things to talk about, something that's in the news, you know, a funny question. At certain networking events, sometimes I'll ask people what their favorite dinosaur is. Like, it doesn't matter how you're connecting, but you need to put yourself in a position where you feel empowered to do that. Right. And that's what Udly is doing. It's creating that empowerment scenario where you get to practice, you get to play games, and you get to think on your feet. And mm-hmm. I love that so much. Founders, like, I'm telling you, my advice to you is, and I hope that Isha's advice to you is like, work with Udly. Put that, you know, just start doing it. And as you start to do it, you will get more comfortable. And it's like working a muscle, right? It hurts at first. It sucks. But as you start to do it more, you get better and the muscle gets stronger. So have you found that folks who are using Udly, they're experiencing that as well? I can't imagine that you wouldn't, but people that are using Udly, they're just getting that practice.
Yeah, absolutely. They are more comfortable with what they're saying, how they're coming off, things that they've said in the past that they know will land in certain situations. And I think folks, be it entrepreneurs, other Udly users, even coaches, have this idea now of preparing the points they want to hit beforehand, be it on an online conversation like this one, online interview, or at a physical networking event. People, I think, are more intentional with the stuff that they want to communicate. And so they can figure out how to interject it organically at certain points of the conversation.
Yeah.
And I think all of that comes from awareness and thought around who you are as a communicator and what your style is, and also what your goals are and what you're trying to get and how you're trying to come off. And I feel like a lot of that is possible if you really put in effort, but I think Udly eases that process and that journey. Certainly has for me and a number of folks I've spoken with. But at the same time, we're still a startup figuring it out. So when people use this, I love to hear feedback around this thing didn't work and this was weird and this sucked and made no sense. Like, I love hearing that too. So to the folks listening, if you have an experience like that, please don't hesitate to reach out.
I mean, we ask for the same thing at Startup Hustle. You know, we are here to tell founder stories. We're here to tell the stories of entrepreneurship, and we can't do that unless you tell us what you want to hear, what you need to hear. You know, what do you want to learn about? What's going to help you in your business? And so clearly, communication is a big thing. It's something that all of us have to figure out how to do. And I love that Udly is creating that platform to make it just that much easier. The icing on the top is the AI piece for me. Like, that's just super fun. But I love what you're doing. I'm going to ask you, talk to us about the future of Udly. I think our audience knows, and we all know, like, we're all entrepreneurs. We know that you're figuring it out. Totally get it. So we're not going to hold you to it. I'm not going to ask you for a 20-year plan or anything like that. But what do you see coming down the pipes for Udly in the future?
It's such a good question, and it's a hard one.
It is. Like I said, we're not going to hold you to it. There's no wrong answer.
Yeah. I think of Udly as a Grammarly for speech, in that anytime you speak, Udly should be there by your side coaching you. And we're starting to see that with especially private Udly, which is what I'm using right now that you can't see, but I'm using it as my companion. And we want it to be a more intelligent tool that's, you know, telling you what to say and how to come off, not just in these professional conversations, but maybe your day-to-day life in person, or potentially like when you're on a date and helping you through the date. Like, anytime you're speaking, it's such a sticky, right? It's a very entrepreneurial term. It's such a sticky thing that we do,
yeah.
But there's not something that exists for it. And so anytime you speak, anytime you've got a big thing you need to say or come across, that impression moment, I want Udly to be kind of that household tool that gets you there. And to answer your question, everything that we're working towards is to try and make that a reality.
Well, that is incredible. And you are incredible. And Udly is incredible. And now we're going to come to the human question. Are you ready? Okay. So the question is, drum roll, please. You know what? I mentioned this in our pre-show prep, but I'm just going to do this one because I like it. If you were an article of clothing, what would you be and why?
Ooh.
If you want to think about it, I can start because I've already asked this question, so I already have my answer. But I would be a comfy pair of blue jeans because you can dress it up. You can dress it down. It's very very versatile. And it's very comfortable. I love blue jeans, but I feel that I'm an accessible person, like blue jeans are accessible.
Yeah, I would echo something similar. It's like, I'm going to give a very practical piece of functional clothing.
Okay.
That you can dress up and dress down. And those are black leggings.
Yeah. All right. I dig that.
They can be used for workout. If you are going out and you don't want to wear jeans, you can do black leggings.
Sure.
With a nice top.
I've got a pair of like the faux leather kind that I like to bust out when I'm feeling extra fancy, but still want to be able to breathe. It's great.
Oh yeah. And if you get the ones that have these subtle pockets that like Sunday when you're going on a walk or getting coffee, you can also use the sneakers or the flats with those leggings and put your phone or wallet in there. So.
Well,
I love your pair of black leggings.
I love it. Well, that is a fantastic answer. And I got to tell you, thank you so much, Isha, for being on Startup Hustle. It has been an honor. And I am so excited. As soon as we hop off, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to connect with you on LinkedIn because I want to. And then I'm going to finish signing. I did not finish signing up because I figured it might be more important for me to talk to you. But I'm going to finish signing up for Udly. I'm going to give it a spin and see how it goes. But I'm just really, really grateful that you came and you talked to us about your experience, and congratulations on making our top startups of Seattle list.
Thanks so much, Lauren. I've had a blast and can't wait to chat with you offline as well.
All right. Well, friends, we're gonna go do some offline stuff here. But in the meantime, I'm going to tell you one more time that today's episode sponsor is FullScale. If you need to hire software engineers, testers, or leaders, FullScale can help. They have the people and the platform to help you build and manage a team of experts. When you visit fullscale.io, all you need to do is answer a few questions and then let the platform match you up with fully vetted, highly experienced software engineers, testers, and leaders. At FullScale, they specialize in building long-term teams that work only for you. Learn more when you visit fullscale.io. And friends, I do want to talk to you just a little bit about something that we do. We've been talking about this top startups thing. And Matt DeCourcy and I sit down and we record these about once a month. We visit cities across the country and hopefully soon the world. But we talk about these places because we want to show that an innovation economy, it's all over. It's all around us. And we want to support that. So please send us your suggestions on cities that we should visit, startups that we should highlight. We love doing this work, but we really love doing this work when we get to do it with you, not for you. So definitely reach out. Let us know what you're thinking, feeling, what you want to learn, and check out our top startups episodes starting with Top Seattle Startups, where you can learn more about Udly and the other 11 companies that made the list. Friends, we are very, very grateful that you come back and you listen to us week after week. It is an honor. Keep on doing it, and we'll catch you next time.
Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time. We do it.